they come to, I mean, before then, they'd either run off from the white man or they'd steal them. And he used them to work their corn crops and work their farms. The nigger isn't the only person that's ever been used as a slave. There's been lots of white slaves. But the nigger is, they're taking it out on, these young ones are taking it out on the white people now, thinking that they was mistreated. And his racehorse man used to come here, he come from Sonora, Texas. And he'd buy these here magazines about where these, down in Africa, the, cannibals, killing and eating one another. And I read a lot of them books he had. And it's a sight what they used to do, you kill and eat one another. Well, if the white man hadn't have brought him out down there, now it wasn't American people so much, it was the people in Europe, but the white people brought him out there, he learned him everything he knows. He learned him to work, he learned him to lie, he learned him to steal, and he learned him and taught him to be a Christian. And the white man is responsible for everything the nigger knows. But a lot of the niggers didn't want to learn. And a lot of them just haven't got the learning capacity that a white person has. Some are very smart.
Well, have you ever heard any names that a white man might use for another white man who was just kind of lazy and didn't like to work and something like that? Have you ever heard him call anything in particular around here?
Well, I can't think right now. Only just lazy and don't care.
Have you ever heard white people like that called trash?
Yes, yes, and you mentioned it now. Yeah, and a lot of the colored people would say, that's some poor white trash. They bring that up, you know. And of course, as you say, you take, I know they've had it in Alabama, have it ever stayed, a lot of families, just not, they're all living in different categories, different levels. And some just haven't got the capacity to live with the others. And if you put them in the Arlington Hotel, it wouldn't be there a month, they'd be in shambles. You take some of them and put them in a small shack and clean it up and make it look nice, even if it wasn't too expensive. It's just, they're just different classes of people. They all don't live alike. Now, in delivering milk, I thought was the finest people of Hot Springs. You see the women out on the streets, they was dressed in finery and clean and neat. Go in their kitchens, everything was the worst ramble, the dirtiest. The sinks would be full of dirty dishes.
Is that right?
And their clothes would just be laying all over everything dirty, but when they'd go out, they just looked like they was a queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned just by experience, you can't tell people by the clothes they wear. But the clothes don't make a man, as I say, but it sure makes a lot of difference in his appearance. And it helps him out in his going along or getting along with people in his appearance. He can be ragged and old clothes, but if they're clean, it makes lots of difference.
Well, have you ever heard of sometimes when a person from the country goes into the town, the city people will make fun of him because of the way he looks?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever heard the city folks call country people anything in particular?
Well, I can't think of it right now, but I have. I've heard lots of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard lots of it.
Have you ever heard people around here call somebody an old country Hoosier?
Oh, that's just worlds of them, worlds of them.
Is that right?
Well, I tell you, now them country Hoosiers, some of them were just what you'd call just an old typical country boy.